It's a good opportunity for me to present here the collaboration. Initially, I was thinking I'm going to talk about the breeding activities, but when I received the email from John, so I think on collaboration, I think it's a very good opportunity because next week during IRI Science Week, we're going to talk about country strategy. So more interaction in this session will be good for me to probably adjust the country strategy. So I give, it's not really a present, I put some slides to stimulate the discussion. So the view I'll be giving here, it's my personal view. It's not engage in management. This is a point I want to do. And I will only be talking about collaboration in breeding only, not in other sector. So to give you an overview, it started in 2006 in Eastern Southern Africa. 7 countries are involved, and the hub has been established in Burundi in 2013. So we have quite a number. We have 47 staff in 4 countries. And I put this slide to show you the importance of breeding. We have almost 50% of the staff. This is not only for East and Southern Africa. This is also for IRI headquarters, where the plant breeding, genetic, and biotechnology took almost 45% of the staff. So IRI breeding program has been redesigned in 2012 in three hubs. The first one is in Los Banos, looking for Southeastern Asia. The second one is in Hyderabad, looking for South Asia. And the last one is in Burundi, looking for East and Southern Africa, with the link with Africa Rice. So this is after IRI breeding program has been redesigned. Before, IRI had more than 16 programs. Each street was a program, salinity was a program, submergence was a program. Now we have 7 programs, and they are basically ecology-based. So we are one of the 7 programs, and in breeding, I don't really need to care about molecular. There are people who are doing this for me. So that's why you see there are cross-cutting activities from trait discovery, QTL mapping, anthropoid markers. This I don't really worry about. There are people who are doing this for me. But for cross-field diseases, quality, breeder seed, this is in Burundi. So this is to give you an overview of the breeding program at IRI. So, two years ago, it was during IRD meeting in Bangkok. IRI, the board of IRI has approved 6 strategic line. And I remember that time Marco participated to that meeting and contribute to that. But today I will only be talking about breeding. I think people was here last year. Joseph has gone through those strategic lines. So in our breeding, it's very simple strategies. We have product profiles, which have been designed. We have a breeding scheme and pathology strategy. And we have collaboration. So I want to talk about the breeding scheme and how we can collaborate. Initially, from 2012, we had a normal pedigree, which is most of the breeders are using. But we had an external audit review of ESA breeding program, where the auditor was asking me before we go for RGA, we are working in high elevation in Burundi. For in high elevation, we can do only one season. So the question he was asking me is, do you think you can have someone to fund this program? Because if you go for one season in high elevation, you will need at least 9 years to release a variety. So that way we start to think about how we can reduce the number of years in our breeding program. So we think we should go by RGA, and at that time we took the protocol from Iri headquarter, and in Thailand, where really they are much, much advanced seed to seed, they have 75 days. So we took those two protocol. It took us 1 year to fix. Now it's a routine in our breeding program. We have not moved really from the pedigree to the RGA. This is our aim, but it's not possible. We don't have manpower to do that. So we are still from pedigree for irrigated and rain-fed lowland for pedigree. And for high elevation, we are using RGA. But there are few key populations from irrigated or rain-fed where we are pushing in RGA. So this is our breeding scheme. So the only things I want to add from this breeding scheme is we have quite a number of fonder lines. So those fonder lines have been sequencing at IRI because we need to know exactly what kind of material do we have to do crossing. So if I come back to the testing down from OIT to MET, we have been discussing since, I think, 2010. I remember in Kela with Musa Sie and Negusi, we could not agree at that time. There was a testing scheme from the task force. We could not agree on the numbers, which I think it was not needed. So after 1 year, we meet again in Tanzania. At that time, it was to discuss where the national program should fit in that testing scheme. Also, we could not agree. Why? Because we have different policy. At Africa Rice, it's a country member. At IRI, where we are, we just signed an MOU with the government, and from some countries, legal registration numbers. So those two policy, it's quite difficult to have one strategy, because it's completely different policies. So we could not agree on where the NAS partner should fit in the testing scheme. And then we had another meeting in Sanya, again with Musa Sie, Babuka. And at that time, I think we come up to compromise how really we should collaborate in this breeding scheme and the way the national partners should fit. So this is just to show you that it's a routine now, RGA. We have also a breeding strategy, I mean pathology strategy, I'll not go through. It's basically based on hotspot, but if we have time, we can get some questions on that. So we have some satellite where we are. Yes. So I go very quickly. This is one of the strategy we are using. We are meeting with the ESA national partners to basically to reinforce their regional breeding industry. So we are meeting every year. And this year it was in Kenya. And from that, what I want to re-emphasize is that from 800 material we had in the field, 125 was coming from irrigated program from Babucar. So I would like to invite other breeders at Africa Rice to send their material. It's cost effective because your material is selected. You don't need to care to pay someone. He will go to evaluate in his country. And if he released your material, you will be acknowledged. So it's just to ask my colleague breeders if they have some material to send to us. So this is an example of sharing material with Babucar from 2013. Till now, every year, either I send material to Africa Rice, either I get material to Africa Rice. So this is from May last year. We had a review in our breeding program. So there are so many treats to work on it. But it will be only focus for disease on three, blast, chest rot, and the rice yellow mold virus. And for drought, will be for abiotic stress, will be more concerned on drought and cold. So quickly, one by one, we are more advanced in blast. We have four effective genes. For chest rot, we have some donors, but we don't have any proof of concept. But for three seasons, they are consistently resistant to chest rot. For RMV, we just start because it's an emergency diseases in our region. So what I want to emphasize, I don't really need to take so much time on that. Africa Rice and IRD, they are more advanced on that. So I take advantage from that to see if I can quickly deploy this in my breeding program. So I receive from Marie Noel and Silwe, the donors they are using. Now we are screening this with the strength from our region. So for drought, we are doing well, because we have already the major KTL. For cold, we are not really doing well. I'm thinking that I could discuss with Negusi, who has been working on that for a long, long time. This is, and the biggest problem we have for cold is that you put cold tolerant and they are destroyed by blast, or they are destroyed by sheet rot. This is some examples. We received some BLB monogenic line, and they were destroyed by blast. So this is a key. For this, that should show if this is the for ESA CAPS SA we have currently with Entertech. So if those of some of those gene or KTL are effective for you, you don't need to waste your time. This is already with Entertech. We'll just send for screening for that. So if I can summarize from what I can see the last 6-7 years with the breeding program between the two institutions, we had in the past, I think for 2010 or 2011, we had in ESA a meeting where we share our data and our planning. So I think you cannot collaborate when you don't know what someone is doing. It's not possible. And this is, it's not costly because we are always meeting. So the only thing you could do is just to add one day, and we sit together, we present what we are doing. So sharing material, I don't think we need the management to be involved. Common project, that we need, we don't need the management. The last one, I think, which is very, very important, we need the management, but I think if we develop a proposal with the two institutions, it will have more power than if we are going alone. Thank you very much.